Are you working yourself to death? My name is AB Ridgway. I'm a certified private wealth advisor professional. The host of Financial Advisors say the darndest things in my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And brothers and sisters, the financial world is a difficult world to live in. Many times when you see movies like The Wolf of Wall Street and you see him on yachts and throwing big parties and throwing money around like it's nothing, driving beautiful cars, all that comes with a price. Nothing is free. It's actually being reported that a 35-year-old junior Bank of America associate suddenly died, and it's ignited discussions about Wall Street's intense working conditions. Now, brothers and sisters, this is not easy. The work conditions on Wall Street can be very stressful, especially when you have a money-driven passion. That's why it's very important as a Christian financial advisor that I draw Christian investors away from this type of toxic mentality. That it's about patience. It's about investing where you can sleep at night, where you're not working and where you're not stressing yourself out day in and day out. So you may be wondering what's happening in the financial world. It's normal to work 100+ hours a week. And many investment bankers face this. It's a particular challenge for junior investors who are often expected to weather the hurdles as a kind of rite of passage. And it's sad because a lot of people just want to make it. Unfortunately, it looks like Leo Lukinis III, I hope I'm saying that correctly, a former Army Special Force soldier who joined Bank of America as an investment banker last summer, died on May 2nd. He died of acute coronary artery thrombus. This information is confirmed by Reuters through the New York office of the Chief Medical Examiner. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, no job is worth your life. 35 is too young to die from work overload. The coroner's report did not establish a connection between the banker's death and his workload, but his death has called attention to the job demands required of investment bankers, like long hours, strained relationships with managers, and steep declines in both mental and physical health. It also sparked conversation among junior investment bankers, some of whom are calling for a strike at Bank of America until their demands for more reasonable work hours are met. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, life is more than just money. Yes, they have a lot of money, but look how many hours they're working per week. A lot of us are working 40 hours a week, and some of us are not even working that many hours. We're at work for 40 hours, but we're not working for 40 hours. These people are working 2.5 jobs. Did you hear that? 2.5 jobs worth of hours per week, week in, week out. And it's not your, I'm gonna answer a few phones, maybe I deliver some food, drive around a little bit. This is intense research. You're in meetings. There are deadlines. There are things that occur behind the scenes that we do not see. But just to let you know, they are trying to fight back, trying to find some work-life balance. So some of the things they're asking for is a maximum hour cap of 100 hours for any given work week, a monthly average hour cap of 80 hours per week. What that means is as long as the average is below 80 for the month, it's okay if you work a 100-hour work week or have a special project or something like that. A minimum of 1 weekend off a month and no more than 2 Saturday exceptions in a month, and an immediate town hall with the firm's head of banking to discuss other proactive ideas to lighten the workload many junior associates face. When you see someone with more money, with more things, just think to yourself, what are they going through to get that? And is it worth the price? Maybe, maybe not. But this young man lost his life. Once again, it may not be tied to the workload, but I'm sure working 100 hours in a very stressful job is very demanding on the body. This is what God warns us against about the love of money. No money is worth your life. Okay. If you like this episode, make sure that you subscribe, share this with any friends that may be working too hard or you feel needs a little encouragement to rethink their work environment if they're more stressed than they are challenged. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.